Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you can't smoke in public spaces, and if the mayor gets his way, he won't be able to drink coffee from a medium-sized Dunkin' Donuts cup either, if it's sweetened. Here he is yesterday announcing his proposal to ban polystyrene cups.
Styrofoam increases the cost of recycling by as much as $20 per ton because it has to be removed. Something we know is environmentally destructive, that is costing taxpayers money, and that is easily replaceable, I think is something we can do without.
Mayor Bloomberg yesterday in his State of the City speech proposing a ban on what he called styrofoam in stores and restaurants. If it passes, New York would join cities like Los Angeles, Seattle, and Paris. But my next guest thinks a ban might do more harm than good. He is Chris Bonanos, senior editor at New York Magazine, who wrote about the plan in a quick post on New York Mag yesterday, nymag.com. Hey, Chris, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much.
So the mayor used the term styrofoam there just to clear this up, but actually that's not the right word, right? It's polystyrene or styrene foam, and styrofoam is a brand name.
That's right. Styrofoam is a trademark, and it refers particularly to certain products, mostly those big blue slabs of building insulation that get put inside walls and in rafters and attics and like that.
And they made a point, the company made a point yesterday of putting out a release that says, yeah, we make insulation, we don't make cups and trays.
That's right. But it is, I mean, they both are a styrene foam. They're made roughly the same way, so it's, you know, that's, I think, where the confusion has come from. And, of course, styrofoam is just a familiar word.
So this kind of styrene waste makes up about half of 1% of the city's total trash, which is not that much, but it's not nothing either. But you wrote that banning it could create more waste because it would send New Yorkers into the arms of that wasteful packing temptress, the paper cup.
That's right. You know, the question is not whether it'll be a reusable washable plate versus a styrofoam plate, because obviously that is probably a better equation environmentally. The thing is that at the takeout level, at the consumer level, chances are if you buy a cup of coffee to go, you're going to get it in paper or styrofoam. And it turns out that a paper cup has a rather large environmental footprint also. For one thing, a paper cup is not all paper. The inside is lined with plastic. So you're using a lot of plastic anyway, and it's going into a landfill either way.
So is your piece more of a defense of foam packaging, or are you crunching the numbers on the alternatives and finding that foam is actually the lesser of evils?
That's exactly right. If you're choosing between a foam cup and a paper cup, as non-obvious as it seems, the foam cup probably has less of an environmental impact. You know, it works out differently in different ways. For example, making styrene foam is potentially more toxic to the people in a factory. But you can regulate, you can fix that. Whereas a paper mill, you know, is also a dangerous place, and logging in a pulpwood forest is also a dangerous process. So what you're doing is you're working the equation on each thing. Which requires more energy to make? Well, that turns out to be the paper cup. Which requires more fresh water to make? That is dramatically skewed in favor of foam because a paper cup requires, I think it's 12 times as much water to manufacture. So again, if you sort of work out the numbers as a number of researchers have done over the years, choosing between a foam cup and a paper cup falls not the way you'd think.
Environmental advocates would point out that polystyrene crumbles and breaks up easily and makes its way into the environment, releasing dangerous chemicals into the food chain. You wrote about how dangerous styrene is to the workers who are exposed to it for a long time. You just mentioned that, too. The EPA is studying it as a possible carcinogen, and there are concerns that it leaches into hot food or beverages when the foam packaging is used. So when you add up all those things, maybe styrene does become the bigger environmental threat than paper.
That is the one legitimate concern, the toxic stuff that may be in styrene. Again, I would say don't forget there's a plastic liner in a paper food product as well. So you are exposed to other plastics, which are probably less toxic. But again, that's something that's still being researched, the risk of styrene. You know, it's not entirely clear. The paper products problem is toxic in other ways. You know, like I said, dirty wastewater is not a good thing.
Do you know how far the span would go? Because when you really think about foam packaging, it goes way beyond a coffee cup. There are the food containers you might get from a deli or takeout place. At the grocery store, there are those polystyrene trays cradling our meat and our chicken and sometimes our veggies, too. There are packing peanuts. There are polystyrene beads and beanbag chairs. And I think it's also an insulate. Well, it is. We know it's an insulation for buildings, that styrofoam blue foam, and school lunch trays. So it's everywhere. So how far would the ban go? Did the mayor make that clear yet?
I think he said it's food packaging and cups. And that's where it stops. And, you know, I will say that in a part of this business, the school lunch tray is important because that is an easy place to make the switch in a good way, because you can use a steel tray or a hard plastic tray that gets used 1,000 times. Obviously, that's environmentally preferable to a throwaway piece of styrofoam in just about every way. Sorry, now I'm even saying styrofoam, right?
Right. Styrene foam.
Right.
So I was amazed yesterday how quickly I saw your piece, how quickly you jumped on the mayor for something that I think you didn't know was coming. So you must have looked into this in the past. And I wonder if you know how it has worked in these other cities that he held up as models with the styrene foam bans, L.A., Seattle, even Paris.
I hadn't looked into the other cities. I did know about this sort of balancing act that you do when you're figuring out which is more damaging. It's a subject I had looked into before. I was talking once many, many years ago to a friend who's a chemical engineer, and he had read the research on this, and then he got me looking into it. The definitive study was done in the mid-1990s. It's a guy at the University of Victoria, a chemist, who worked out especially the energy consumption equation for everything. You know, like I said, it takes a lot more electricity and clean water and everything else to make a paper cup than to make a styrene cup. He also worked it out, this guy, for ceramic mugs and stainless steel mugs and glass cups and all sorts of other things. And surprisingly, that stuff takes a long time to pay off because it takes so much more energy to make one of those.
School lunch trays would not be covered by this ban. Is that your understanding? Because that actually has parents, one or two parents writing in.
I'm sorry, you dropped out for a moment. School lunch trays would
not be covered by this ban? Is it clear to you?
I was under the impression they were going to be.
So maybe they will. Yeah,
maybe
it was unclear to me from your answer before and from what I had seen, because a few concerned parents are writing in who like the idea. So last thing, the mayor put this in economic terms, not surprisingly, given his management style, and
sure,
he made a case that it is wasting taxpayer dollars. But you ended your piece in New York Magazine with this, quote, "I'm stunned that Michael Bloomberg, of all people, fell for this. It's not real technocratic policymaking of the sort he excels at. It's a bunch of lingering, reflexive, hippie bleep." We've cleaned up the language for radio. But do you want to expand on that?
Well, my thinking is, again, if you're coming at this through an economic lens, I understand it. But he is framing it as a green issue, it seems to me. He said it's something we can do without. It's something that may not be good for you. You know, those are all his rationales. If he's saying we're just going to go with what's less expensive, okay, that's understandable. But that's very different from an environmental case to be made.
Chris Bonanno, senior editor at New York Magazine, who wrote quickly about the mayor's plan on a styrene foam ban in a post on New York Magazine's nymag.com yesterday. We put a link to it on our page if you want to get there through wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Chris, thanks a lot.
Anytime. Good to be here.
Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, the former editor of Wired Magazine, you know, Chris Anderson, now making DIY drones for personal use. Stay with us.